You listen to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and I'm delighted to be reconnecting with Will Peace. Will is the Chief Cook, Bottle Washer, Executive Director, Programme Artistic Director, and many other caps at Canada Ireland Foundation, which is headquartered in Toronto, but has tentacles that reaches across the country. And I think that's an important thing to say with a lot of these Irish organisations. There are tentacles. And the Corlec, which has been a project for the Canada Ireland Foundation, is now functioning and is about to celebrate Lunasa. And what I want to talk to Will about is, in fact, the Lunasa celebrations, because you already had Baltana. So what you're doing, and congratulations on doing it, is highlighting the high points of the Celtic calendar. So welcome, Will, and thanks for coming along.
Of course, Alison. Thank you so much for having me on here. And yeah, you pulled a few things together there. I was going to slag that being as bald as I am, I do tend to wear many hats. That is for sure. And I have said often that I had a full head of hair when we started this Corlec project, which I most certainly do not now. May not have had a full hair, but there was certainly more on it than there is now at the moment.
That's the bald truth you're telling us.
Exactly.
So Corlec, the doors are open.
Well, not quite now, to be honest with you. But huge progress. Actually, the rigging system went in this week, and the AV system is getting fully commissioned. So you are correct. We did host our Bealtaine Theatre Festival in May. It was very rough and ready. It was rock and roll, as they say. I have often said we're like the duck. We're very graceful on the surface, and there's a lot of flapping of or beating of flippers down underneath the water there. So that was a bit mad, but we got through it, and it was great to welcome the public in, and there was a huge response. We are now doing our Lunasa Music Festival. It's a bit delayed. Those who know the Celtic festivals will know August is more appropriate. We're doing it at the end of September, and that is to allow us get in, get the building organized, and get open. That still does, it is a little bit of a soft opening. The major opening is in November and December, when we bring in Druid with Endgame as well. So right, it's a bit of a tiered opening, but we're almost there. The painting is happening, the floors are going in, the furniture arrives the first week in September. So it's really getting exciting, and finally I'm delighted to say we're about to open the doors to the public.
So in the ultra soft opening,
Well, I won't name names, but there is a member of our board who used to be a politician who told me at one point that he opened the same hospital about 17 different times, and I think we're going to do the same with the Corlec.
Well, they were all different wards, but
exactly.
So the public response, the Irish community response to getting in the doors, I must, because always there is that emotional connection when you have some type of a home.
Absolutely, and it's so important now to have these things. I'm a migrant myself. I moved here 12 years ago. I consider Toronto my home, but I'm very much an Irishman. So as the saying goes, when I'm heading home, I say I'm going home, and when I'm coming back, I say I'm going home. So I enjoy that, and it is great to have that space that we can all go and enjoy and engage. And the Lunasa Music Festival is a great example of that. It both, our first night is a folk night, so it'll be the more traditional music that I think people engage with and know about, but we are from the island of Ireland, we're equally Sinead O'Connor as we are Illan Pipe player, so it's great that we have the rock and the pop as well. So it's fantastic to have a home that's there all the time, but what that home facilitates, because it is just four walls at the end of the day, it's what you do with it, and what we're doing with it is we're bringing over and celebrating great artists from Ireland and great Irish Canadian artists from here as well.
And when you say great Irish Canadian and Canadian artists, I know you have In Echo, and I'm familiar with their music.
Oh, good.
They're really powerful, and they've got their awards along with Juno, ECMA, and CFMA nominations. They've an exciting sound.
They really do. They're fantastic. We also have Easy Pieces, who are from Toronto. I've to be honest, I've only heard a few of them, a few of their pieces. So I'm looking forward to getting in and seeing them live. In Echo, though, are phenomenal. We also have Kev Olden, who's originally from Dublin or from Ireland anyway. And he now lives here and has kind of created his own career here. He started off as an amateur musician in Toronto and is now doing it as a full-time professional as well. So it's great to be able to interstitch kind of seamlessly Irish artists from the island of Ireland with artists from Canada. Both engaging in the same kind of music together, and really, you know, until they start talking, and sometimes not even after that, you shouldn't be able to tell which artists are from where, and that's the fun of it, and that's the great thing that we'll be able to do with this space.
And Will, it's always a risk, and I know this from having promoted some concerts and things, that when you try to introduce talent that are up and coming and they're powerful but not that well known, it can be a risk. Do you ever get kind of a little bit concerned?
The biggest concern is that you don't get a large enough audience for the artist to feel like they've, you know, that they're being looked after. That is a risk. But no, we're really lucky. I've said this before. We're so lucky with the board we have. They backstop this. They're keen. We do this for the art. We're not making our fortune out of a 200 person seat auditorium where we're schlepping over artists from the island of Ireland. The point is really exactly what you said there. This is supposed to be an introduction. The dream is that these people will end up in a few years' time playing, Roy Thomson Hall, Massey Hall, the Danforth Music Hall, all of those places. But our job is to be the kind of the welcome mat, the first place to come. And so, yeah, the hope is that as we build up over multiple years, our audience, and that the trust goes in, that the audience trusts Canada Ireland Foundation to do these things, and that the artists then get introduced via that to it. So that's the whole point. And that's the great joy of my job is that the pressure is not to make it always an absolute, you know, financial success. We fundraise and we go for grants. We do lots of different things. And that allows us to experiment and bring over artists for the first time into that space and introduce them to a Canadian audience. Because our remit more than anything is to broaden and deepen Canadians' understanding of the culture of Ireland. And that exactly fills that mandate.
Using the Celtic calendar, something that a lot of people are not, well, they wouldn't be, even outside of Ireland wouldn't be, but even in Ireland, there's a lot of people wouldn't have that much awareness of it, although it is becoming much more so. What was the driving force to say this would be a good way to kind of break up the year, because there's these four wonderful seasons in the Irish calendar?
Yes. Well, I would love to say, Austin, it's because of my genius and I'm just so brilliant and all of that. But of course, absolutely not the case. Far from it. It did. And many of these things do come from our now chair emeritus, but the founder of the organization, Robert Kearns. We're incredible beneficiaries of the fact that he wasted his time in university doing a degree in archaeology. And so has a deep, deep, deep knowledge and understanding of the Neolithic world, of Ireland's place in it, in the pre-Christian world as well, and the depth and the broadness and the depth of the culture that Ireland had. And so the name the Corlic comes from a Neolithic head, we've spoken about this before, and based on the god Lug, and then the use of the festivals as well, all of them are direct ideas from Robert, and I got to give him the shout out about that, because it's a wonderful way of looking at things. It brings a new sense to it, it brings a bit of fun to it, and it allows people, I suppose it offers people the chance to explore a side of Irish culture which is not as well known. I mean, we are known as the Islands of Saints and Scholars. We do know the more contemporary history. You ask most Irish people and they'll know about the famine and about the independence movement and the Fenian movement and the literary movement, all of those things. But we do forget that we were, you know, during the Roman Empire, we were some of the best goldsmiths in the world, for example. If you look at Newgrange, some of the most advanced engineering going on in Europe at the time. time. We were international traders. You can find, actually, the one place I've seen Irish wolfhounds wandering around the world is mostly in the city of Rome, because, you know, they love that connection to the Celtic world. So it's great that we were able to benefit from that. And it's such a wonderful idea to interstitch it. So we came up with the idea, because we're multidisciplinary, to, if you don't have fixity art form in a way, so we're not just the theatre, we're not just music, we're not just history, we do a little bit of all. What we wanted was fixity of time. So we decided to go for a festival model. So every year at the same time, we will do theatre. Every year at the same time, we will do music. That's our promise to our audience. And then it was Robert who came in and was like, well, why don't we base them on the harvest festivals of the Celtic world? These were great moments of celebration. So if we're going to celebrate, why don't we link them into that? So that's where that came from.
And I know, Will, one of the ambitions and goals is that this space is going to be available to other communities. Are you getting much interest? Are you hearing, having some people asking questions?
Yeah, absolutely. In kind of across the gambit as well. So if we take the Irish community, for example, we've already got events booked in with the Irish Chamber of Commerce, the ICCCTO. We're going to be working with them for In Bulk, actually, our celebration of women in February. And they're looking at doing some of their events throughout the year. We're working heavily with the Government of Ireland and the Canada-Ireland 180. And we've actually got a grant from the Pot of Gold lottery as well to be able to reduce the rental rates for Irish community groups to come in and use it, and there are two potential events before the end of the year for that. So yes, we're really seeing that engagement. We actually did, we partnered, well, sorry, I don't want to big us up too much. The Embassy of Toronto did host an event in the Cork that we participated in. We had about 50 members of the kind of Irish grassroots community groups come in, and we were able to present to them about what we do, and we are starting those conversations. So like the Chris Langan weekend, we're hopeful to start working with them. The Toronto Irish Film Festival, Kiltis Kiltori, the Chamber, the Immigration Centre, all of these places, we are in direct talks to see how we can engage, what we can do, and how they can use the space. Because, yeah, I do not want to have to program this building 365 days a year. So take it off my hands and do what you want with it. And then separately, we are in the City of Toronto. We've always been active in the arts community there. So we're looking at the Biennale are quite interested in coming in. The Bentway want to partner. OCAD want to partner. We did do a night market and directly adjacent to us, part of FIFA. So we're heavily interwoven into the ecosystem of, how would you put this? I suppose public artistic presentation into the City of Toronto as well. And the Corlick is going to become an epicenter for that, which is what we've always envisioned it as, a center for arts and culture on the waterfront of Toronto, not just an Irish center as well.
So, we should give coordinates. The website is CanadaIrelandFoundation.com. The dates for the Lunasa Festival are what?
They're September 25th, 26th and 27th. So that's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So yes, CanadaIrelandFoundation.com. We also have Druids Endgame coming in November as well. So you can go on the website, directly book tickets to all of that. For Lunasa, we have individual night tickets, or we do have a very good discount for a weekend pass. I think you save $50 if you do that. But also then please do click on and join our database. We have a ton of events. We have a Halloween event coming up. We have a showcase with the Government of Ireland. We're doing a harvest festival with a partner organization, the Duffy Heritage Homestead. We're kicking off next year, as I said, In Bulk in February. We'll run straight into March, and then we have our festivals for next year being planned as well. So there's a ton of stuff going on. We're not resting on our laurels. So if you do sign up to our website, you will get all of the first-hand and first-time information about everything.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time. It's been a real pleasure. And I do look forward to, at some stage when I'm in Toronto, being able to go and see the completed space and enjoy some of the entertainment.
We cannot wait, Austin. You've been there since the beginning of this. It's been an absolute pleasure working with you on this over the last few years. And I can't wait till you finally come in. I think you remember the first interview you and I did in the space. It was derelict and falling down. It looks very different now, and it'll look very different when you come visit us.
Indeed. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Austin.